Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on April 9th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're definitely looking for a repeat. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages, specializing in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, all spelled out together, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. I just have one thing.
Yes.
You know, right at the top of the hour when you tell everybody that we won the award for favorite radio station, we need to get a good sound effect to go
yes.
with, you know, like a audience clapping, whistling, you know, horns, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll
All
work.
Right.
Yeah.
We will work on that. We'll get the guys back in production working on
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes.
Right now. And the girls over in finance will get.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We are so thrilled to have the guests that we have today because we really enjoyed last year this unique event in the South Bay, and of course it's back, the South Bay Women's Business Conference. We're looking forward to that. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our returning guests this morning are B.B. Goldstein and Linda Buffington, as you said, of the South Bay Women's South Bay Business Women's Association. B.B.
Yes.
Goldstein is the owner of Buying Time, LLC, and an active member of the South Bay business community. She is the immediate past president of the South Bay Business Women's Association and current chair for the South Bay Women's Conference. She served as a committee member and past chair for Manhattan Beach Women in Business and was past president of the Kiwanis Club of Manhattan Beach. She was also a member of the 2011 class of Redondo Leadership, Redondo. In addition to co-authoring several books, she is also a contributing writer to today's Innovative Woman magazine. Bebe lives in Redondo with her husband Mark and daughter Julie. Now, Linda Buffington has been on a mission to share the message of health and nutrition for the past 11 or maybe it's 12 years now. It's such a change from how she lived her young adult life, as most of her meals were from fast food restaurants or made from prepackaged foods. Through research and some luck, she was led to Juice Plus, a whole food-based fruit and vegetable supplement. Linda is currently president of the South Bay Business Women's Association. And not only did she grow up in the South Bay, she's also raised her two sons here as well. She believes it's an honor to serve this community and be able to pay it forward from all she has received. Now, this morning, our guests are going to share with us all the details of this year's South Bay Women's Conference, which takes place Friday, May 8th at the Torrance Marriott South Bay. Tickets are on sale now for the event. BB, Linda, welcome to the program. Welcome back to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're very glad to have you both and excited about the conference coming up May 8th. So let's start with you, BB. I just want to get an overview of the South Bay Women's Conference. Tell us about the event itself.
So the South Bay Women's Conference, this is our second annual, and it's a day where women can come together and listen to several women who are going to inspire them, motivate them, create opportunities for them to meet other like-minded women, and do it in a way that allows for them to feel as if they're giving back. Not to mention shopping. We'll have lots of shopping as well, and networking, and just an opportunity as a whole to come away from the office, come away from the home, and really be able to find the inspiration, the motivation, and just celebrate each other in a way that allows for us to see when we all get together as women and give back to other women who need that support, because all of our proceeds go to scholarships for women who are already in college, returning to school, and for young women who are local high school seniors and are going into college as well.
Now, there are so many resources for entrepreneurs today, online and offline, many of them free to take advantage of. You know, the county and the city and states really try to promote entrepreneurship. At least they give lip service to wanting to promote entrepreneurship. But it's difficult for people to find resources today, isn't it, still?
It is. It's extremely difficult. And I think that a lot of us now, especially with technology, we have a tendency to kind of sit back and look for those resources in just, you know, online or opportunities to connect with people via social media. You know, finding, you know, you can research anything. You can find anything on Google, right? Don't they say Google's a verb now? You know, you people say, you know, just Google it. And there's something so different about connecting with people face to face. And what I learned as an entrepreneur is really just that there's no substitution for finding that opportunity to connect with people. And the resources that you find, many times you didn't even know existed when you come out and meet people, because when you are behind the computer or you're searching for something, you know what you're searching for. When you walk into a room, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know that you know, my business is virtual assistants. And there's many people out there who kind of go, what's a virtual assistant? I didn't know what that was. And they won't know that unless they've heard somebody say it or they've come into a room and actually met somebody who does what I do.
I'd like to ask you a little bit about that. Your business, Buying Time, is you're in the business of essentially an employment agency for virtual assistants?
No, actually, well, my company actually provides the service, so all my staff are all employees.
Okay.
We don't contract out or anything like that, and all my staff are U.S.-based. Mm-hmm. We provide virtual assistance to people across the globe that allows for them to say, I need somebody to monitor my calendar. I need somebody to take care of my email marketing. I need somebody to handle my client care, payment issues, anything, bookkeeping, whatever that happens to be that you can do where you don't physically have to be in a room with someone.
Wow. Wow, I'm excited to talk to you about that, and we will talk about that more, because that's so critical. You know, Tim Ferriss, the 4-Hour Work Week, talks a great deal about the ability to delegate and to find resources to delegate to, and so we'll talk more about that. And Linda, I want to talk to you about health and nutrition. And we're going to talk more in sort of general terms about that. But specifically, I know the secret of Juice Plus. And I want you to check my facts. Juice Plus is the only direct sales company offering a nutritional or nutrition supplement product that has a nutrition label instead of a supplement label. All the others have a supplement label, but because Juice Plus is made from whole food, it actually has a nutrition label.
I'm very impressed. That's so correct. And although the FDA doesn't regulate supplements,
right,
we have been approved by the FDA to have that nutrition label on there.
Right. Very high quality company with high quality ethics and integrity. Juice Plus, excellent company. So tell us a little bit about what you think this women's conference can do for people that have a home-based business or a direct sales business.
The whole point of direct sales is one-on-one connections, and to be in a room with, you know, 300 women, there's a lot of potential for getting the word out there about what you're selling or marketing or, you know, whatever the home-based business may be. It's a huge opportunity to meet new people. And like I said, education is key in direct sales and telling the difference between, you know, what sets you apart from all the other companies out there that are doing sort of the same thing. So, it's a great way to connect one-on-one with a room full of people, literally.
I am somewhat aware of the resources that are available for people that are in the direct sales industry. One in particular, networkmarketingpro.com, is an amazing site by a gentleman by the name of Eric Worre, is a great resource. But there aren't many resources for entrepreneurs in general, or that entrepreneurs are aware of to connect with. And what's the, another factoid, 80% of the women earning $100,000 or more, 80% are in the direct sales industry.
Isn't that interesting?
Did you know that?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Well, there's the glass ceiling, whatever personal lifestyle choices, to be at home with children, at home with family. Many women have turned to direct sales as a business, and also personal care, whether it's being an advertising agency of one working at home or something like that. So home-based businesses are key, especially for high earning women.
And it allows for such an opportunity for freedom for choices. So as a work-at-home person, you have the freedom to choose to work or to not work, and to work as hard as you want, and to build a business over time. So a lot of stay-at-home moms can still, you know, not work when the kids come home, or be actively, you know, participate in school activities or after-school activities, and build their business when they choose to do it. And I think that is a reason that because I think that it grows over that time, and that's the reason for the 80%, because people stick with it for, you know, long periods of time because of the freedom that it allows.
Right.
Flexibility.
Yes,
freedom and flexibility.
Absolutely.
That's key. So, Linda, tell us a little bit more about the agenda for the South Bay Women's Conference. It's what are we going to see and hear on May 8th?
We have three keynote speakers, and then we are going to have two breakout sessions with eight different speakers, and we are going to have a panel mostly on education.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have plenty of time for shopping and networking. That's not the day, you know, hour by hour, but pretty
much
what we have going on.
It sounds exciting. I see from the website at SouthBayWomen'sConference.com. SouthBayWomen'sConference.com. You guys are sponsored by Adia Cares. Is that right?
Yes,
they have come in as our big sponsor, and they are doing so much to promote the conference. And we are thrilled that they have partnered up with us.
Well, that is a business that I'm very familiar with. Unbelievable growth opportunities in the senior care, elder care, disabled individual care marketplace, and of course, it's a great business. And who is the owner of ADIA?
Her. I'm sorry.
It's Pamela Penson.
Pamela Penson, yes, of course, and what an expert she is in the elder care and senior care marketplace. This business is exploding all over the country.
You know, Joe, that's another thing. Anytime we mention the senior tsunami, we need to get a sound effect for that too.
we need to get
the wave. You know, yeah.
My standard line on this is, you know, baby boomers, 1946 to 1964. First baby boomer turned 65 in 2011, January 1st, 2011. And along with 10,000 other Americans, someone's turning 65 every single day for the next 20 years.
10,000 people will be turning 65
every day
for the next 20 years, yes.
People are turning, you know, 60 and 50 and 40 in great numbers. It's the magic number 65 that, you know, drives everyone nuts, that magic number. I just ran into a friend the other day who's he's like 61 or 60, and he can't wait. 62, I start getting my Social Security, I can't wait. You know, it's just people are either excited, they want to change their life, or they're dreading 65. Perhaps they're going to be forced into retirement and they aren't quite ready financially, and a lot of people, of course, are not ready financially. And that's where direct sales comes in, because, of course, you don't retire. You can't be forced to retire. You can do your own thing. I love direct sales.
I love direct sales, too. And one of the reasons that I, for one, am excited to partner up with ADIA is because there are so many of us, and our parents are still alive, and
right.
We're still dealing with our children. You know, even though they may be in their 20s or even 30s, we're still, you know, like helping them get their life together. I, you know, say that we're the sandwich generation, and there is a lot of us that are dealing with both ends, you know, having to take care of ailing parents and not sure where to turn and where to get the help for that. So it's really awesome that ADIA has come on board for that.
Right. Okay, wow. Jackie, are you ready? Let's talk about more about the South Bay Women's Conference. We are certainly going to talk about that with Bebe Goldstein and Linda Buffington of the South Bay Business Women's Association. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you. Please join us at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, at this time, we'd love to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
It's never too early to begin planning your financial future, Joe. You know that, right?
Yeah,
when it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. So now I see that the keynote speakers, there's three keynote speakers three breakout session speakers. Joy, can you tell me what the last name, BB?
It's Chudikoff. It's Joy Chudikoff.
Joy Chudikoff, the leading expert on business success and lifestyle design for women. And that sounds awesome. Heralded as the coach for women in the millennium. Can you tell us a little bit about what Joy is going to be sharing with us at the conference?
Absolutely. Joy is, I've known Joy for several years, and she is going to be talking about grit and about women who have grit and why they want it. And it's her way she expresses the power that women have. And I'm sure that you have plenty more statistics, but you know, most households, the buying power that women have, the decision making that the women are responsible for in their household, in their businesses, the growth of small business owners is, I think, right now 4-1 women versus men.
Mm.
It's amazing the things that I've learned from Joy over the years. And I think that she's going to be our first keynote in the morning, and most people are going to walk away from that talk just so energized about what that their possibilities are endless of what they can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then Sheila Coates, owner of BYOB, Be Your Own Brand. Tell us a little bit about her.
Sheila is amazing. So last year's conference, Sheila was one of our breakout speakers. And, you know, as any good event should do, we did a little survey after the event, and people were amazed by her. Because I wasn't able to actually go to some of the breakout sessions, when we saw pictures from Sheila's breakout session, there were people standing up in the doorway, watching her. And she's just really honest about and clear about understanding that everything you do represents your brand. Whether you're a business owner, whether you're in the corporate world, whether you're a philanthropist, whatever it is that you do, that how you present yourself and what you let the outside world see is your brand.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. This is the hot topic today about most business owners don't understand that very topic, and so that's amazing. That's valuable. And then comes Sherry Fink, number one best-selling author. And president of the Whimsical World of Sherry Fink Children's Brand. Tell us a little bit about Sherry.
Well, Sherry is, I just have no other real word for her except for fun. I mean, she just even talking to her, her energy, the things that she brings to this are going to be that whole idea of bringing fun into our lives and bringing fun into being, doing what we want to do. The beauty of being able to choose, because we live in the country that we live in, being able to choose what we want to do is something that I think many of us really sometimes take for granted, that in other places, women may not be able to start their own businesses, may not be able to do some of the things that we do. And she really celebrates all of this. Her children's books are fantastic. If you get a chance to go look at Sherry's, SherryFink.com and look at her website, it's, you know, there's pictures of her with pink hair, and you can watch some of her readings, and she's really going to bring to this conference that energy about why it's important to have passion and fun in what we do.
Right. Right. it sounds fabulous. Amazing. And of course, then there are the breakout sessions and a panel, I see. Would you like to talk about the panel?
I would love to. We have been really focused on this idea of education. The South Bay Business Women's Association is a group of women who come together, and ultimately, yeah, we do business with each other, but we're really focused on the idea that you get what you give. And by bringing these 50-plus women together on a monthly basis as members, we have the opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life. I don't know that the impact that we even get to see that a $2,000 scholarship can give to somebody to help complete their degree, that many of our members have actually been able to experience yet. I have, Linda has, we've been able to see what that impact is. And we thought, because this is all based around education and education being powerful, and that the more education we have, and that can be formal education, it can be any kinds of education. Hopefully, even in our world now, we're all continuing to develop and continue to know that we can always learn things every day. We thought it would be interesting and appropriate to have a panel of women who can tell us about what it's like to be a leader and a woman in the education field.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Karen Eshu, who is one of our panelists and is the director for Vistamar School in El Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
We have a woman who is our, I believe she's the vice president of the Loyal Marymount University Financial Aid. That's Maureen Weatherall. She is coming to us from the college angle and being in that field of actually being responsible for helping women find the financial aid to get them through school. And Loyal Marymount is a private school, so you know the tuition is greater than in some of our public schools. And then we have Eileen Strauss. Eileen has been a teacher, principal, and has now become more on the consultant side of the education world. And she sits on the State of California Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a really powerful group of women from all different levels that can tell us why they got there. Did they do it on purpose? If not, you know, why is there such a difference in, you know, the lower level grades of a high number of women being teachers, and then when we get to leadership, we see that number flip.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to education, I'm firmly a believer in the, I guess it's the Danish model. I think it's the Netherlands and Sweden and so forth. The teaching profession in Scandinavia is a very high paid profession. I think in Sweden you cannot teach without a master's degree, and you cannot teach high school or college without a PhD, period. it's just considered a very high quality, high paid profession, and I think that's what we need to bring to teaching in general.
Yeah, I think that the idea of education, because it wasn't, for me personally, it wasn't something that was really emphasized too much when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the world played a trick on me, and I ended up, you know, marrying this man who's in education. And it was kind of like, it was never an option, you know, for my daughter. Mm-hmm. And she knew she was going to college. She's always known her whole life she wanted to be a hairstylist, mm-hmm. but she knew she was going to college, and she did. She went and she got a degree in marketing, and that was important to me, because I feel like that gives her the power as an entrepreneur, because what she's going to do is be an entrepreneur, that she can do that effectively with the education that she got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. All right. Wow. So where do more people find out information? Linda, you want to take that?
SouthBayWomensConference.com site is the best place to go
for yes.
information. It has a list of all of our speakers on there, as well as some of the other stuff that we have going on, and you can buy your ticket directly from that site. We also are promoting the conference by having monthly mixers. Of course, you know, we're getting to the end of that time here, so our next mixer is going to be at the Red Car Brewery
yes.
on Tuesday, it's the last Tuesday of the month.
April 28th.
April 28th, from 5:30 to 7:30. So that is the another place to come and to meet some of the people who will be attending the conference beforehand and make some, you know, a little bit more connections early on there. We have had great success in selling conference tickets and at our mixers. So we've got between 30 and 50 women and men that come. And I think it's important to say that men are welcome at this conference as well. It's not going to be all women. It's the majority, of course. Will be.
I didn't want to mention the three letter word, but I think it's time to mention that word, men. How do you see, I mean, you know, as a man who has often found many powerful women at the center of whatever, you know, process or business that I've wanted to get involved with in, this is a really great conference. If I were a man, I'd really like to go.
Aren't you a man?
Yeah, right. As a man.
You're confusing me, Joe. You're confusing me.
I would really like to go. So, How do you view that? Hello.
This is BB. We actually really encourage men to come. We have several men already registered. I would say that there's a certain level of where you have to be able to know that you're going to be in a room with that many women. Mm-hmm. and really know that you're that it's okay, and you just got to kind of soak it all in and be open to everything. Yes, that you can be open to everything that is going to happen, because we'll have some interesting things happening with we're going to have some mindset exercises that we're going to be doing where we'll actually have someone leading us through a vision exercise as we leave or enter breaks, so that we can walk away and know, you know, that, okay, this is what my goal is today, or what I'm looking for in my life and in my business. So you have to be really comfortable with yourself as a man that you're going to know that you're going to see some of that. Last year we had yoga between the breaks. And several of the men, it was great. We got a lot of great pictures, actually participated in the yoga. So it was fun to watch.
That's wonderful.
You're in, Joe. You're in, right?
Yes, I guess. I'm in.
You know what? I think that this women's conference is a great place for men to be because, number one, we're not man bashing. That's not what we're about. And, you know, women are making, I don't know what the percentage is, of buying decisions these days. And so, you know, it's a great place for a man in business to come and do business as well.
Right.
Especially if that's his target market. If women is the target market, then I encourage them to be there.
Right. Absolutely. And your first opportunity will be to go to the Mixer on April 28th at the Red Car Brewery and Restaurant, which is located at 1266 Satori Avenue in Torrance. That's Old Town. 1266 Satori. And, of course, you can find out more at SouthBayWomen'sConference.com. It's $5 for members, $15 for non-members. Are there men that are members of the South Bay Business Women's Association?
That's a great question. As to date, we have not had a man apply for membership to the South Bay Business Women's Association yet. We have primarily been women, and that's not to say that that won't happen.
Right.
We just don't know.
Right.
And I just wanted to mention about these mixers. You hold mixers every month, right up to and then after. It's
correct.
An ongoing event. And, Joe, it's the South Bay South Bay Business Women's Association, so they mix it up. They do them in Torrance. They do them in El Segundo. They do them in Manhattan, Redondo. They do them all over the South Bay.
Unlike other organizations that
yes,
we know of.
Yes.
That never leave within a radius of three blocks from their home.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's our pet peeve, ladies.
That's funny. And our members actually are from all over the South Bay. We've, you know, besides Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, Torrance, we have members that live in San Pedro and Harbor City, so we really do come from the larger South Bay.
Yeah, PB
area.
And Hawthorne and Lomita and
Oh right, yeah, those places too.
No. The South Bay is a big geographical area. Yeah.
Now I'm curious. What does it take to become a member?
Well, it doesn't take a lot. We ask you to come to the mixers and get involved and learn more about us. Then we request that you come and join us for a couple of our monthly dinners and really get to know that this is something that you want to commit to. This is a monthly meeting where we sit down and have a wonderful meal and get a great speaker and learn more about each other and, you know, our fundraising efforts. And that's the first Wednesday of every month that we do that. And then we have our mixers that happen the last Tuesday or the fourth Tuesday of every month. And then there's the fundraising involved. Mm-hmm. So it's not a light commitment from that perspective. We really want, before somebody just like goes online and fills out a membership application, we really want you to kind of walk in the shoes of a member for a little while before you decide to sign up.
All right. To be forearmed is forewarned, or forewarned is forearmed. If you want to get involved.
As they're saying, it's a commitment. And, well, I'm just going to say it. A lot of men have commitment issues. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying that. All right? It's a commitment.
Okay. All right.
All right. Nothing personal, Joe.
I have to say that I've been looking for and continue to look for strong networking organizations in the South Bay, and there are various kinds of organizations that you can get involved with, but this does sound a little unique. I mean, I don't think that there are other organizations quite like this. They're the national sort of branded organizations, networking organizations that you can get involved with, but they're very expensive.
And that was one of the things. The South Bay Business Women's Association started out as a national organization. They started out as part of ABWA.
Yes.
And they did that for many years. And I say they because I wasn't a part of the organization at the time. Mm-hmm. And the national organization was putting parameters on the group and collecting lots of money that we weren't seeing back into the group or into our specific area, that the board came together and decided to break off. They just figured that the national organization wasn't doing us any good. So they broke off about 5 or 6 years ago, and that's when I first joined. That just happened to be when I first joined. I didn't join for that reason. So we are setting our own guidelines and bylaws and doing what we want to do for our community.
Right. Wonderful. Well, that shows a lot of, at some point, someone made a great decision, because I love what you're doing now. It's very powerful for the South Bay and for women in the South Bay, and that's awesome.
Right, and you talked about having to spend lots of money. I mean, our membership fees are extremely reasonable.
Yes.
For a full year, and then what you're paying for is, you know, dinner meetings and mixers, so it's all, you know, you're still getting something for the money that you're spending, and it's not just a bunch of money that's going to an organization, you know, for whatever their administrative needs are.
Wonderful.
You want to hear about what's going on this weekend?
You know, let's do that.
Okay. All right. So you've heard about this Beach Cities Free Fitness Weekend. Next one is this weekend, Friday, April 10th through Sunday, April 12th. Beach Cities Free Fitness Weekends is a partnership between the Beach Cities Health District, Center for Health and Fitness, and local fitness studios and gyms. It was designed to introduce people of all income and ability levels to a wide variety of fitness offerings, including yoga, Pilates, cycling, strength training, boot camp, and more. And dozens of fitness studios in the South Bay have joined the community initiative. So it's this weekend. It's free. So if you've ever wanted to try spin, or if you ever wanted to try Pilates or something, you go to the website and you sign up. It's free. For full class schedule and descriptions, visit the website at www.beachcitiesgym.org. Some of those classes require pre-registration, and others are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, this just sounds like fun, so I'm putting it out there. Hey 19 Public House presents Flashback Friday on Friday, April 10th, starting at 10 p.m., Shake Your Grooving to the amazing Sovereignty as he lights up the night with a dance party featuring the greatest hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. For all the details, visit the Facebook page. Hey 19 Public House is located at 4525 Calais Mayor in Torrance. Okay, attention all Redondo Beach CERT alumni. The Redondo Beach Fire Department is now requiring CERT alumni to re-register as a disaster service worker on an annual basis. So if you've gone through the program, you need to get in touch with them. You can go to Fire Station Number 2 and see Captain Melissa DePaoli to register. So you can't; it's just not a one-time thing anymore. Every year, you need to sign up, re-register, okay? And all the details are on my website. Beach City Cycling Club will be conducting a two-week adult bicycle safety course on Saturday, April 11th and next Saturday, April 18th from 8:30 to 1 p.m. at Beach City's Health District in Redondo Beach. And the course is taught by experienced Volunteer League of American Bicyclist instructors as well as USA cycling coaches, all right? They're going to teach the basics, bicycle maintenance, equipment, clothing, bicycling and traffic, how to avoid crashes and hazard avoidance, and how to enjoy the ride, technique, nutrition, hydration, maneuver drills, and a road test. It's a free class for club members. It costs $25 to join the club, and registration is required. So to register for the course, you can contact education at bccclub.org, or, you know, for more information on that, visit the website at www.bccclub.org. South Bay Galleria has teamed up with Designing Women of South Bay, a women's guild in support of Working Wardrobe, to host its annual professional clothing drive on Saturday, April 11th from 10 in the morning till 4 p.m. The clothing drive will collect business attire for women, men, and veterans who are reentering the workforce. Community members are encouraged to drop off gently used professional clothing such as slacks, shirts, dresses, suits, as well as accessories, purses, shoes, ties, at the South Bay Galleria food court located on level 3. All donations must be clean and clothing items must be on hangers. For more information on that, visit the website at www.southbaygalleria.com. The Palos Verdes Land Conservancy will host a guided nature walk at the Forestal Reserve on Saturday, April 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. This time of year, some of the best wildflower viewing. In addition, attendees will see dramatic geological formations. This is a moderate to strenuous walk, and the public is invited to join them for this free event. If you plan to attend, you can, well, you know what? All the information on where you go and where you park is on my website. King Harbor Brewing Company in Redondo Beach is having their one-year anniversary celebration on Saturday, April 11th from 2 to 6 p.m. The event features cask tastings, live music, games, and a dunk tank. Ticket proceeds from the event will benefit local nonprofit Richstone Family Center. The price of admission includes 8 12-ounce pours with access to all beer tents, cask beers procured by Cask LLA, a commemorative anniversary mug, photo booth, dunk tank, live music, and all ticket holders will go home with a bottle of King Harbor Brewing Company Anniversary Ale. Tickets are $50 per person and can be purchased at Eventbrite. The link is on my site. Or at the tasting room located at 2907 182nd Street in Redondo Beach. For more information, visit the website at kingharborbrewing.com. El Segundo Museum of Art hosts Family Movie Night with a screening of Inkheart on Saturday, April 11th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Inkheart stars Eliza Bennett, Brendan Fraser, Paul Bettany, and Helen Mirren. You can explore experience number 15, Spark, take part in a discussion with an educator, and enjoy free popcorn. Chairs and cushions will be provided, or you can bring your own. And as always, admission is free. For additional information, visit the website at www.esmoa.org. That's El Segundo Museum of Art. Mixagogo is throwing an anniversary party on Tuesday, April 14th at R10 Social House. Join Joanne, Jerry, Daniel, Bibi, Valerie, and the Mixagogo gang for all the fun beginning at 5:30. Advanced ticket purchase is $15 per person at the door, $20. Price of admission includes beer, wine, and appetizers. Mixagogo is the premier networking site in the South Bay, and everybody is going to be there. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at mixagogo.com. R10 Social House is located at 179 North Harbor Drive. The Torrance Police Department will be working with the Special Olympics of Southern California to host a regional Tip-A-Cop fundraiser at the Lazy Dog Cafe in Del Amo Fashion Center on Wednesday, April 15th from 5 to 9 p.m. So basically, the Torrance Police Department members, they're going to be working as hosts and servers, and they'll be accepting tips, which is a donation from dinner patrons. And so anyway, this is a really popular event. Donations are tax deductible, and 100% of the tips from this event directly benefit local Special Olympics Southern California athletes. To learn more about that, you can go to www.sosc.org or torrenceca.gov. And let's see what else. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with a representative from the City of Manhattan Beach on their older adults program. That's tomorrow morning at 8, and as we always say, these are just a few of the events taking place, so be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. Now, I have a question for you, BB. I'm overwhelmed. I need someone to help me in my daily business activities. How expensive is it to hire a virtual assistant? Because I know it's expensive, and I can't afford it.
There's a variety of different things that you can do when you're looking for support. And from a mindset perspective, we never say I can't afford it. It's I'm not ready for that yet. I will be ready soon. So it's just a matter of where you are with it. Our services, you can purchase as little as 2 hours a month so that you can, just get a little bit of stuff off your plate. But there's a lot of great websites out there like Elance and Fiverr and things like that, that, like, if you have a project, that you can find some really reasonable rates to do those kinds of things. But, you know, the idea is support. And it's just making sure that you know that there's stuff out there to help you. You know, to get somebody to help you for a couple of hours a month for, you know, under $100 and know that a project is off your plate, the anxiety is sometimes worth even more than the time it gives back to you. Mm. We all procrastinate those things that we don't like doing. Mm. And, you know, support in all areas. And if I can, I'm just going to take it back to the conference for a second because, you know, our title sponsor, ADIA, that's a really great example of support, of just having some place to call to say, I need help with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not dissimilar to somebody needing support in their business. It's that time where, you know, Linda mentioned it earlier about the whole sandwich generation. You know, sometimes we think we can do it all. Right? Mm-hmm. We think we can manage our own families and then take care of an ailing parent manage our own business. And it all ties together. You can't. We can't do it all. We want to try. But there's nobody. I think that there's people out there that make it look like they do, but they've got a lot of support. And that's an area, especially for women, that we struggle with is asking for that help. It becomes easier when you know that you're paying for it because then you can manage it from that level. But you can get support in your business. You can get a virtual assistant to help you with projects and things like that. For, you know, I would say on average you'll probably spend between $100 and $200 a month to get some pretty significant things off your plate.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Jackie?
No, I was going to say that it's one thing that never changes. You know, women, we can do it all. You know, we have all these balls juggling in the air. We're the nurturers, we're the caregivers, and many times we don't take the time to say, I need help or I could use assistance, and that's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. It's time for, you know, women to step back and don't worry about everybody else for a minute. Focus on themselves, you know. That's what the conference is all about.
Right.
Take the time to nurture yourself and do what you need to do so that you'll succeed.
Right.
Speaking of help, I think that we couldn't put on this conference without the help of our sponsors. So I maybe you can talk a lot more about who we have sponsoring us, but
oh, yeah.
I think we want to hang up without talking about that.
No, give the sponsors a big shout out.
Yeah, we want to make sure that everybody understands how and why it's so important to sponsor events like this. And our title sponsor, ADIA, Melinda Began, Pamela Penson, talk about two women with some amazing hearts. They opened up their wallet to say, we believe in this cause, and we believe in what you are doing by bringing these women together. And we believe that this is the right format for us to help spread the message that women can get help and get support to do the things that they need to do to take care of their parents. So that is huge as our title sponsor. They're going to be... So they have been so supportive thus far, and they're going to be at this conference and really present. You aren't going to see a title sponsor at many events that are really going to be as present as they will be that day. Mm-hmm. We have Lazon and Mueller. Deborah Lazon is probably one of my heroes here in the South Bay. Amazing woman. Both of them have a wonderful law firm. They're both in the Manhattan Beach area. Jane Mueller is involved with the Crown Jewel Club, who will also be there at the conference, and our panel moderator, Elizabeth Rodriguez. It's interesting. She is actually one of the original graduates of the Crown Jewel Club program. And they're a program that goes into inner city schools and teaches etiquette just teaching some of these young women how to have a firm handshake and look people in the eye when they talk to them. So it's going to be fun to see her now as a student at UCLA and moderating our panel and who she's grown up to be. We have sponsors, in-kind sponsors, and sponsors that are really participating in providing their services and giving back to the conference on that level. We have Marcy Klein with Klein Creative Media. We have Uncorked, who's providing all the wine. Where there's women, we have to have wine. So that will be there the day of the conference as well. Uncorked. We have Decora, Samantha Bosu, who is providing all of our centerpieces. She did our centerpieces for us last year. Everybody loved them. There are still people to this day who have their centerpieces from the conference last year. And there are several others. We have Manhattan Village Mall. We have Remedy Farm. We have the Mixagogo group that's helping us get the word out. There's several sponsors. We also want to make sure that our MC gets mentioned, which is Vera Jimenez. Vera is the owner of the Hermosa Beach Fish Shop and amazing woman. She's very involved right now with the Special Olympics event that's going to be happening in the South Bay, where we're sponsoring many of the athletes. And she's going to be incredible. She also is a weather forecaster on the KTLA news. I think I covered everybody. The biggest part of all of this, too, is the volunteers. We have a volunteer committee of over 35 women who are coming together and giving their time and their energy to put this amazing day on for people.
Right. Wow. Adia Cares, I just want to give them a special shout-out, Adia Cares, A-D-I-A-C-A-R-E-S, adiacares.com, a quality organization if you have elder care parents that need help. They are first class all the way. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot. We're looking forward to this event, May 8th. It's a Friday, and it's just one day. Starts at what time, Bibi?
Our registration will open at 7:30, right. And we will get the day going around 8:15, 8:30.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. A beautiful, powerful lineup of speakers, can we say. Linda?
Where can you get tickets?
Yeah.
Go to the website, southbaywomensconference.com, best place to buy your tickets, or come join us at the Mixer on February 28th at the Red Car Brewery.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I want to just make sure that we remind everybody that last year this event did sell out. We sold out the conference last year, and we believe wholeheartedly that we will sell it out again.
Awesome. Looking forward to both events. This Mixer every month, if you'd like to go and check it out and kind of get your feet wet. Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a great hour. Bibi Goldstein and Linda Buffington, thank you so much, Bibi.
Thank you so much for having us. We really, really do appreciate you helping to make the general public here in the South Bay more aware of what's happening here.
And speaking of that, what is your website? How do people get in touch with you, Bibi, at Buying Time?
My website's buyingtimellc.com.
Hmm. Excellent, excellent. And Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
We so appreciate the opportunity to get the word out to more people to come join us for this fabulous day.
How do people get in touch with you and your Juice Plus business?
My website is lindab.juiceplus.com.
All right, all right. Well, that's our time, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking forward to May 8th coming up. And, of course, we'll be here tomorrow, Friday, for Manhattan Beach 360. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, everyone. Bye-bye now.